This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Since you mentioned cars.
I didn't even have a chance for a rebuttal. I didn't even have a chance to take a breath.
I wanted to make sure, you know, we responded to you mentioning cars. Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my very dear friend, Rich Sheban. And if you get a chance to spend your life and develop friendships like Rich Sheban, I think you have done very, very well. So I want to thank you for, you know, filling in for us and just all the wonderful things you do. But I would like to read something.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. I'd like to read something, since you mentioned cars. And this comes from one of our students. His name is Amit. Namaste, Vincent. Please convey my thanks to Mr. Sheban, who was sitting in for you the last Monday. He asked Dr. Sheely really useful and thought-provoking questions. My thoughts are identical to his on how worthless and environmentally irresponsible the game of golf and the golf course are. I greatly liked his joke based on Montana's picture postcard, stating now the sport begins, where it features a grizzly coming out of the woods in the direction of some golfers on a course. I hope Mr. Sheban could provide a respite you could use for your farming activities. With best regards, Amit. So I wanted to read that to you, and I got that yesterday, and I sent Amit an email asking him if I could read that on the air, and he said yes. So with his permission, I did. And I really mean those words that I said.
Rich, well, I appreciate it.
I do have,
you know,
yeah. Yeah.
What we're doing here, it's all about being a patriot. It's all about our love for our country. It's all about the rule of law. It's about sticking up for people who don't have a voice. It's reminding people about the over a million combat soldiers who died for our freedoms and liberties. There's a lot of reasons why I do this. And at this particular point in history, we should all feel obligated to do what we're doing. I don't think what I'm doing is anything special, and I know you don't. We're looking at this as an obligation for our country. It's a way to serve our country at a very corrupt period in time, Vince.
When I was getting older, like in my 50s, I took care of our parents. You know, they lived next door to us on the farm. Our farm adjoined theirs in Virginia. And they lived a couple hundred miles away before that, and we found a farm right next to ours. And we bought it as a family compound. And so I would see them many, many times a day. And I felt it was my duty, my honor, an obligation to take care of my parents every way that I could. And that's what I did. And that's, I feel the same way about our country. I'm watching it go down the drain. It's really upsetting to me. But there's not much that we can do. Right now, there's rioting in Philadelphia. There was a man with a knife. He happened to be black. There was some kind of a domestic dispute. The police were called in. The police told him to drop the knife. Evidently, he didn't, or allegedly he didn't, and the police killed him. Now there are cars on fire in Philadelphia. The violence is escalating. That's just one more indication. So what the real story is, we don't know. But as we get closer to the selection, which is in a week, actually less than 1 week, I really feel, and I hope that I'm wrong, but I doubt it, that the violence will increase in the United States of America because of the selection. And there are people, you know, Rich, I'm 68. I have never seen in my lifetime, my life began, the first president in my lifetime who was selected was Dwight David Eisenhower. He was the first president during my lifetime. And from him all the way through the rest of the presidents, I have never seen fanaticism as I see now. And what I'm talking about is President Donald Trump. There are absolute Trump fanatics. They get in their speedboats and their powerboats, and they get on the water, and they've got banners and flags. I've never seen anything like that. But before my time, there was a guy. There was a guy who was able to garner the support of fanatics, and his name was Adolf Hitler. I'm not saying President Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. I'm just relating the two sets of fanaticism by the people toward a leader. Now, I think that it's wonderful to be loyal. I think it's wonderful to be supportive. But I don't think it is wonderful to turn your brain off and not pay attention. And it's not wonderful to say, yeah, but he's the president and he can lie and that's okay. It's not okay. So those are a few of my thoughts. And one thing I did want to mention, since you mentioned cars, is as the weather is getting really cold, class, it's really important that you keep your battery charged in your cars and trucks and all the other vehicles that use those lead-acid batteries. Because if your temperature gets below 32 degrees, the battery will freeze if it's not charged, fully charged. The greater the charge, the lower the temperature the battery can sustain. If the battery freezes, it will be permanently damaged. And the easiest way to tell if that happened is just feel the sides of the case, the narrow sides, the ends. Feel up and down with your fingers, and if it's bulged out, the battery plates have buckled and your battery is permanently destroyed. It's as simple as that. So keep your battery charged up and check your antifreeze, because if your antifreeze is not sufficient, if they didn't pay attention when whoever it was worked on it, if you're not down to typically minus 35, it's not enough. So you can buy a tester very inexpensively at the Chinese factory outlet or online, $5, $6, and you squeeze this bulb, you withdraw antifreeze into the bulb, and you read the protection that antifreeze mixture in your vehicle provides. If it's less than 35, it's probably not good. Florida, you're okay, unless there's freezing temperature. But for most of us, minus 35 is where we want to be. Except where you are, Rich, you hit minus 29 yesterday, right?
Well, there was where my brother lives, outside of Missoula, he hit my negative 19 a couple days ago. We were 2 degrees, and we're supposed to be back into the 40s and 50s for the next 7 to 10 days. So it just happens once in a while. You just have a deep freeze coming from the northeast. And but I need to comment on what you just said, Vince, if you don't mind, regarding fanaticism. I think the reason why there's such a following behind President Trump is because he's not taking a salary. He's taking a $1 salary. He's giving away his money to good causes. And people can see that he wants to represent freedom, liberty, and the rule of law. People can see that all these years they've been calling him a Nazi because you made that connection with Hitler. Now, and I've mentioned this many, many times and proved many, many times that we are involved in a totalitarian, tyrannical, authoritarian, fascist dictatorship. And I've proved it many, many times. For example, does Donald Trump want to control the media? No. He wants citizen journalists. He wants the new media, the alternative media, to give opinions. Does he want to control the police? No. The left wants to do it. These are all the things the Nazis did. They want to bring in brown shirts and push out the good cops. Do they want to? Who wants to eliminate due process? It's the left, not President Trump and the Patriots. How about government schools to control all this, these curriculum? The left doesn't want the parents control it. They don't want home schools. The left wants to basically brainwash and socially and politically indoctrinate today's children. So when you look at all the courts, the lawyers, the judges, all the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, all these so-called institutions, if you will, they've sold out the little people under the name of justice. Look at voter fraud and election fraud. This has nothing to do with the right. This is all being done by the left. So we have to act like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the way all the way around. So we have to understand that this is a takedown, a takeover. This is a communist insurrection taking place live in history. So people, I think because of people like us in the alternative media and patriots around the country and the world, who appreciate freedom and liberty and the rule of law, are starting to not just exponentially wake up, but stand up to the corruption. Well, I just wanted to put my two cents in on that. Vince, please go ahead.
I just want to make sure our class doesn't understand that I'm calling President Trump Adolf Hitler. I absolutely, positively am not. I'm just talking about fanaticism. People,
I understand.
I understand, but
I just felt that because of what you said, I needed to add additional dialect to that.
There's a story about former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. And he blamed, this is a very interesting story, Rich. He blamed the fall of the former Soviet Union because of a television show. There was a guy who, with a videotape back in the 80s, got this soap opera called Dallas. And J.R. Ewing and, you know, and the oil barons, the family of oil barons. The former Soviet Union people got a chance to see this, and they thought, gosh, that's how America lives? Man, oh, man, they've got so much money, they can do whatever they want. And here we are, we're starving, and we're controlled. And that one video is blamed by Mikhail Gorbachev, the former leader of the Soviet Union, for the takedown, the collapse of an entire country, the USSR. And so if you think about that, and you extrapolate and you bring that across to Hollywood, and you look at what Hollywood has done over the years, telling people that crime pays, telling people that violence is okay, telling people that killing is okay, incest. I mean, all the homosexuality, all the things that Hollywood teaches people through their twisted messages. Like, families that have, you know, every color of the rainbow and every flavor of sexual preference. That's good because, you know, that's who we are now. Well, when you bring those kinds of messages to the people over and over and over, it takes hold. And I believe that that is part of the reason why the violence is escalating in the United States. People say there are those that have and those who don't have. And the ones who don't have want it. Whether they deserve it, whether they've earned it or not, they want it because they've seen it on television. And here we are. And I believe that Hollywood is part of the blame.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Siemens with us. Rich, I know you have a lot to teach us today. And so, class, no calls today, please. Rich has more than he's going to be able to get through. And I'm going to sit back and enjoy the class. Rich?
Okay, well, thanks, Vince. Folks, the reason why I do this is because I just feel that this election is going to make or break the United States of America. See, right now, the powers that be behind the scenes who want to get in the blue team, they don't care about the vote. That's why I like to uncover all the corruption behind the scenes. They care about just counting the vote. And they care about, when they say they care about you or your group, they only care about your vote, your money, and how they can control you, manage you, distract you, dumb you down, and divide you by what group you're in. In other words, delegitimizing work, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, making certain people feel entitled to play the victim group status card, demanding that the rule of law gets replaced by precedence, so the people who get targeted and affected have no rights, restitution, or protection under the rule of law. And what they're really doing is enabling the big corrupt corporations. That means protecting them and giving them liability immunity, which adds to more fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, wealth inequality. And we have to bring to light the hypocrisies, the double standards, so we can say we need to stick together. We need to stop protecting our group hyphen and pronoun, because we're not playing chess or shooting pool and thinking 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. We're thinking one move ahead when we do this. Because when we allow precedence to take over the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and every aspect of big corporation, big pharma, big tech, big banks, all the things that you've heard us talk about over the years, we are literally allowing these people to have wealth redistribution from the bottom 93% of the people to the top 1% to 2%. It's not about what group you come from. They don't give a damn. If we keep giving these people free lunch and allowing them to get away with divide and conquer strategies, there's no hope for the people. We're being used and played and conned and duped. The elite are poisoning us against ourselves. Now, Vince, before I get started on news in a flash, as you like to call it, I just want to mention when you were talking about collapse. Collapse has many variables. It's a process. And the biggest reason for our collapse is that we have allowed a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. This hides corruption for the elite and then blames each one of us. See, true patriots, they have the guts to be hated for saying the truth. But there's too many people out there who would prefer to be liked and would rather blow smoke up people's butt so they can get a pat on the head and get a cookie. We're at a point in history that we either work together or we die alone. Every American needs to play a role. Because if we don't stick up for each other and stand up for freedom, liberty, the rule of law, then we will see live time how all the sociopaths, the psychopaths, who have this need to be loved for fake nobility, fake benevolence, fake self-righteousness, fake philanthropy, the biggest mouths and the funding behind all the propaganda hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting are the gazillionaires. That's why I always talk about laws of excess. Because even if Trump gets reelected, you're still going to have the Soroses, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zuckers, the Zuckerbergs, the Gates, all these people who are going to have gazillions of dollars, and they are going to continue to delegitimize work, which delegitimizes America. And I'll get more into more details with news in a flash when we come back. But don't allow the greater good and the right thing to do, unquote, decide how you think and put you into the sheep follower column. We'll be right back, folks.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate's 52-48 confirmation vote shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday has put Amy Coney Barrett into the Supreme Court. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it a great day for America. Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer cried foul.
In the selection of a Supreme Court justice because an election was 8 months away. Those same Republicans are preparing to confirm a justice with an election that is 8 days away. In the process, the majority has trampled over norms, rules, standards, honor, values, any of them that could possibly stand in its maniacal, monomaniacal pursuit to put someone on the court who will take away the rights of so many Americans.
The difference 4 years ago, the Democrat White House was up against a Republican majority Senate. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Republicans praised Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice, replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eben's with us. And I just have a question to ask the class to think about. Think about this as you listen to Rich's class today. If there were a 10% chance that there will be violence and additional supply chain cracks, shortages after this election, which is in about a week, less than a week, if you believe there was a 10% chance, what would you do? What if you thought maybe there was a 20% chance, 30, 40, 50% chance? What would you do? Would you do anything, or would you just sit back? Would you meet with your family? Would you say, what do we do? Would you top off your gas tank? Would you fill up that red container so that you have additional gas for your chainsaw or your snowblower or your vehicle? would you discuss with your sister, your brother, your in-laws, your outlaws, your mother, your father, your grandparents? Would you discuss circling the wagons and bringing the whole family together? Would you do that? Would you make sure that they have enough fuel to get there? Would you make sure that you knew the path that they were going to take? Should the cell system go down, the phone system? Would you make sure that their vehicle, would you make sure that your vehicle will make it if you're the one leaving? Are you going or are they coming to you? What would you do if there were a 60 or 70 or 80% chance of that? What if there were a 100% chance of that? Background checks by the FBI in 2009 were about 800,000 a month. About 10 years ago, 11 years ago. In 2019, background checks for gun purchases were 4 million a month. Roughly estimating, that's about 2% of Americans per month were having background checks done so they could buy a firearm from a dealer, either new or used. Now, outside of that, there are people who buy firearms, rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver, at gun shows or privately. That's not included in those background checks. America is arming up. So ask yourself that question. What would you do if you thought there were a 10% chance that the violence will increase? Philadelphia is burning right now, parts of it, and it's getting worse. And it's not the only place. It's all over the country. Rich?
Hey, Vince. Well, what I want to do is I want to give updates on the Bidens, on election voter fraud, on COVID, because they're so applicable to this crucial period in time in our history right now. But before I do, you know, you heard Schumer talking about, he used the word denouncing and blaming everything on the Republicans. Well, you know, I want you to think about all the Russia, the Ukraine, the China, the racketeering, the fake Mueller trial. All this cost you, the American taxpayer, hundreds of millions of dollars for this hoax theater, the fraud, the corruption, the coups against a sitting president, the spying against a president that was not only in office, but running for president, and before he was running for president. I want you to think about the fact that, gosh, I think I have an article in here somewhere about Hillary Clinton saying, it's somewhere, she's sick to her stomach. It's somewhere in my articles. She's sick to her stomach because, here it is, I'm sick to my stomach over a possible Trump reelection. Well, Hillary, I know about 250 million people who are sick to their stomach because of the corruption that you did, like basically creating this theater and buying it, bought and paid for, the Russian dossier, you and the DNC, and Barack Obama orchestrating it and pulling the strings at the top, and you basically weaponizing the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA, which now has zero credibility, to protect what you did. I know about 250 million Americans who are sick to their stomach that you're not in prison. Now, that being said, I'm going to go to my news in a flash here. And I wish we had more than 2 hours for a show, folks, so I'm just... Unfortunately, the reality is we don't, and I'm just going to go through as many headlines as possible with a few comments here and there. First article, Biden whistleblower Tony Bobulinski holds press conference. I'm sure the majority of our listeners heard about that. Quote, you'll bury everyone involved. Bobulinski's recorded Biden operatives begging him to stay quiet. Well, from what I'm reading, this hero, this whistleblower, this patriot, Bobulinski, is going to come out with real facts. Not subjective emotional opinion, not propaganda and hoaxes, but real documented facts. And I want you to remember what I just said here regarding the quote of the Biden operatives. You'll bury everyone involved begging him to stay quiet, unquote. Next article. Hunter Biden, explicit sexual photos with underage girls, including his 14-year-old niece. I believe that's not just pedophile stuff. That's called incest as well. Now, with all this stuff that's been coming out that we've given on this channel, and many, many alternative media patriots have been giving this information for months, have you ever noticed why the mainstream media is still censoring the New York Post, the last credible newspaper in the country? Now, and I want to bring up one thing too, folks. All these trips to Ukraine, to China, to Russia, where the Bidens went, including Biden's son, Hunter, you know what their getaway vehicle was? Air Force Two. Air Force Two. That was their getaway vehicle. That means you paid for all this. You ever wonder why the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA is slow-walking all investigations and not declassifying things that they should be? Folks, this is all people who are paid off to stab the American people in the back, or they've been blackmailed. And I don't know what the ratio is of people who are bought and paid for or people who are blackmailed. But this is done to hide the Democrat deep state corruption. That's why everything that they are calling us, they have, not only are they doing, they have already done. That's why you always hear me saying, oh, well, obviously we're all controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent, hater, anti-this, ism this, is that, folk. It's basically code for covering up the crimes that they've done and at the same time dividing us. Do you think these words even have meaning anymore? Anti-ismist-phobe. 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 It's fifth grade stupid. This is where we are right now. And this is why President Trump has so much support, is because people are waking up exponentially. They're tired of it. They want their freedoms back. They want their liberties back. They want the rule of law back. Because the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is made to protect the little people. Or else we're going to have what I talked about, a totalitarian, fascist, dictator, communist insurrection state. Where only the people who have theirs, the people who have theirs, will have the biggest mouths and the greatest freedoms, and you will not have anything. You're going to be shoved in urban, suburban America, living in little boxes, being told what to do, what to say. And if you don't say the right thing, you're obviously a hater. This is how they're doing it. It's so obvious. And I've given thousands of examples of this. Next article. Overwhelmingly criminality. Biden, more sources coming forward, signing affidavits. What this article is stating is that more people are saying, I'm fed up, I'm going to sign an affidavit that shows the Biden's corruption. Next article. Hunter Biden laptop linked to FBI money laundering investigation. Oh, no wonder why everything's being slow walked on investigations and declassifications. You see how you connect the dots, folks? Next article. Biden insider claims he was the recipient of the email. Next article, more Biden family China deals. Don't mention, this is a quote, don't mention Joe being involved. Insider provides trove of documents to Senate investigations. Next article, Kamala Harris rally in North Carolina draws just 7 people. Why is that? Because the people are waking up exponentially. Next article, Hunter Biden business venture lists Kamala Harris as key contact. Oh, more dots being connected. Next article, Dems, Schumer, and Wyden beg the FBI my director, Ray, who's obviously very compromised, by the way, that was my little sidebar, not to investigate the Bidens before the election. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And as I always give my disclaimer for doing this, these are published articles in the public domain. I know you think I'm bidding for a writing job on the new Twilight Zone episodes, but that is not the case. These are real articles. These are real facts. These are they have documents showing all of it. Next article: Hunter's business partner warned. Don't mention Joe's name in the text message. They are paranoid. Next article: Joe resorts to "come on" defense 8 times. Have you guys ever heard of Joe Biden literally saying "come on" or "come on, man"? So when you get arrested, when you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, maybe you get a DUI, maybe you do something you shouldn't, just tell the cop and the judge, "come on, man." Let's see if you can get away with that, folks. Just give it a try. Who knows? Maybe there's a precedent now because Joe Biden has said it so many times to defer blame. Hey, it could be a precedent. See, precedents could be an advantage. The heck with the rule of law. Let's just do precedents. Next article. Was Barr paid by the establishment to protect Hillary, Obama, Comey, Brennan, and a passel of Obama regime, DOJ, FBI, and CIA officials from Russiagate indictments? Do we really need to answer that, or can I just say, duh? Next article. This is funny. One of Joe Biden's secret email names is Peter Henderson. Look it up. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, she just said she's sick to her stomach over a possible Trump reelection. I think I carried that a few moments ago. I think 250 million Americans are sick to the stomach that she's not in jail. And we'll be back after this break, folks. We really appreciate you being here and being patriots. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you mentioned Peter Henderson. And Tom Clancy, as an author, has written probably 26 books by himself. And there are other books that have his name associated with them. And that number is over 100. So at least 26 books were written by him. And there's a character that uses the name in his novels, Peter Henderson. And Peter Henderson is a mole, a KGB mole, who infiltrated the U.S. government. And I believe you're referring to the alleged use of the name Peter Henderson as Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist Biden's email pseudonym. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
One of them, from what I understand.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go back to news in a flash, folks. Before I start, I want to congratulate Justice Amy Coney Barrett for her confirmation to the Supreme Court, and also congratulate Clarence Thomas, who sworn her in. You've been a true American patriot, Justice Thomas, and we really appreciate you. Okay, moving on to articles. Chelsea Handler lectures 50 Cent, I think he's a rapper, for supporting Trump. She had to remind him that he was a black person. You know, it's amazing to me, a little sidebar here, how the powers that be on the left are constantly showing their hand of how much disrespect and how much they degrade and insult minority communities. It's unbelievable. Don't vote for him unless you're, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, Biden said. Biden and Obama put blacks in prison at an unbelievable rate for nonviolent crimes. They started the KKK. They started the eugenics, Planned Parenthood, with Margaret Sanger admitting that they need to curb the black population. Obama and Biden doubled black unemployment, where Trump is reversing it dramatically. You know, you can't make this stuff up, folks. The insults to minority communities in general by the Democrats is just over the top. All right, I have too many articles, so I'm going to move on here. Next article. Our problem. This is a great. Great man. Quote, our problem hasn't been with white supremacists. It's been with black elitists. And this is a quote by Burgess Owens, who's running for Congress in Utah. This is a great American. He has guts. He's an ex-NFL player. He's extremely intelligent. We need to get this man into Congress in Utah. Please, for those of you listening in Utah, please pass the word around. The left even tried to misrepresent that one time or several times he was running in Colorado. That is not the case. They want to disinform. They want to create propaganda. They don't want to give information at all from the mainstream media. We have to be aware of it. Please vote Burgess Owens into Congress in Utah. Next article. This is very disturbing. Special report and a video report as well. Diary of Joe Biden's daughter alleges years of sexual molesting in the Biden family. This is, again, another example of not just pedophilia, but incest. And this is a published article in the public domain. I am not making this up. None of the articles do I make up. These are all things that I glean off the alternative media from very credible, verified sites. Next article. We need to pack the Supreme Court and create more district courts. This is what Nancy Pelosi has recently said. This is very disturbing, folks, because it's almost like a little fifth grader who doesn't get their way. They go in the corner, they sit in the corner, they suck on their thumb, and they hold their breath until mommy and daddy gives them a cookie or allows them to do what they say. They are literally tearing apart everything that has made America rule of law, that's made us great. Next article. Pennsylvania congressman calls on Joe Biden to apologize for calling Trump supporters chumps. Hey, you listeners out there, Joe Biden says you're a chump. Not to mention the fact that they call you a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theory, intolerant, violent hater, with an anti in front of every word, is a misphobe in the back of every word, right? Not to mention the fact that they call you irredeemables and deplorables. Basically, any demeaning, discrediting word, they call us. So it's really no news. Next article. Four people show up to hear Obama. Four. For those of you who think math is white supremacy like the left says, that's the number before five and after three. One, two, three, four. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Yeah. And what about Democrat Mazie Hirono, who says, she says just something despicable about her vote with the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court confirmation vote. What a piece of trash. Our government is in disarray and it's spiraling down. These guys are parasites.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.